Welcome to the Soul of Business. My name is Heidi Stevens, and I'm a coach for women entrepreneurs just like you. My intention for this podcast is to share tools and techniques that I've found invaluable as I've built and scaled businesses over the past 10 years. My mission is to help you uplevel your mindset, get clear on your strategy, and access your intuition to create a business and a life better than you think is possible. Think of this podcast as your weekly dose of inspiration and place to go for tools, techniques, and the perspective shift that you need to go out and get what you desire. Let's get started. Hi, guys. It's Heidi. I am still here in Del Mar. Of course, you know it's Heidi. It's my podcast. So I am sitting outside here in our home that we're renting, and I have actually been working all day today. I've been doing a lot of mixing business with pleasure and just been spending a lot of time with the kids, especially the last couple of days coming off of the Feminine Collective launch. I'm so grateful and just feeling really blessed by how that launch went. And as I'm even saying that, I'm thinking that I know not all of you are in the online space that listen to this, but I'm curious if you guys would be interested in knowing more about the launch and how I did it and really about how and why it truly was the most joyful experience, just really full of a lot of ease. And I, you know, was finishing it while I was down here at the beach. And I had so much fun with this. And for those of you that have been following me for some time, you know that in the past, I have had rather challenging launches and just physically demanding, getting on lots of phone calls. And while there is a way to leverage those calls and not do, you know, all the sales calls, I just really wanted to have a different experience with this Feminine Collective launch. And I'm so grateful that I did. You know, so much of what we do is, so much of the experience that we end up having is about the intention that we set. And I was just so very clear this time that my desire was to have this feel easy, to have it feel fun, and to really call in the women that were meant to join. And so I'm excited to, you know, we have 38 founding members. The women are truly just, I'm like, wow, like I am very honored that I'm attracting the women that I am, the caliber of women. You all that joined are soulful and you're smart and you're, you know, some of you are my friends. And I could be friends with, you know, all of you. And I just feel very grateful for the caliber of women that I'm attracting in my community. And I know that the collective is going to continue to grow over, you know, the next couple of months. And more about that will come. If you are just listening to the podcast or, you know, didn't join and you're thinking about it, know that we will open enrollment. I don't know the exact date of that, but that was not the purpose of this podcast. Today's episode, I wanted to talk about what happens when you feel like you're kind of sideswiped, or like kind of getting news from left field, or something is just feeling really heavy or not how you thought it was going to go. And I was speaking to one of my clients today, and she's just really feeling challenged in a lot of areas of her life. And she said, you know, this isn't how I thought it was going to go. Like, this is not how I did not think that the last 3 months working with you was going to go in this direction. And I have had some experiences, one quite honestly just yesterday, and I'm not quite ready to share the details, but I've had like kind of two instances in the last about 10 days to 2 weeks that felt like a punch in the gut, like just felt like, wait, hold up, like, is this actually happening right now? And these instances would be such a reason for me to kind of spin out and like lose my cool and go into massive like anxiety and really just go, holy shit, like what's going on, you know, and like how am I going to overcome this? And, you know, I watch women that I work with go into this, like, in whatever capacity, like whether you're having a challenge with your relationship or you, you know, get news that you're moving or you have issues with your team, or, you know, the money's not coming in as quickly as you thought it was going to, or not at all. Or you're feeling like things are just way harder than you thought that they should be, or like whatever it is, you know, you get news, you have a challenging situation with your mom or your sister. I'm sitting outside and there is the sound overhead of a helicopter or something. What I want to share with you is that the situations don't stop, right? Like the challenges in our life don't end. And what changes and what shifts is how we react to them. And I know that this is something that we hear a lot. One of my favorite quotes was something that my dad actually told me when I was very young, like probably 12 or 13. It was a quote that said something to the effect of, you know, life is 10% what happens to you and 90% how you react to it. And that has been one of my favorite quotes for the longest time because it's so true. And I think that we all get continuous opportunities to put that quote into play and to see it actualized. And it can be really challenging when something feels hard or when we feel like we get like news or a situation or something comes out of left field or, you know, a high paying client decides to leave or a team member gives you news that they're no longer going to work with you or you all of a sudden just have a lot of challenges in your relationship and you maybe have like an awareness of like, is this really like working? Whatever it may be, we all have them. And that's called life. And a lot of the women in my community have done a really good job of knowing that they have the ability to take personal responsibility. But I think it's a good reminder for everyone, all of us, to be reminded that we do have a choice. That when you look at someone else's life and you think, you might think like, oh, they have it easy or they can figure it out because, or they don't fully understand because they have blah, 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 blah. I want you to know that like all of us, me, you, every one of us goes through challenging moments and challenging times. And what's going to set you apart and what's going to have you shift your experience of whatever that challenging thing is the way that you react to it. And the way that I have learned to react better, to have a different experience, to have a different perspective has been to fill my toolbox, to fill my imaginary tool belt that I walk around with every single day with spiritual tools and techniques to learn how to work my own process and to learn how to have a different perspective shift so that when I have these challenges, when I have these things that just feel like punches to the gut, or news that I'm just not, you know, feeling like I want to hear or that I'm ready to hear, or I feel triggered by, you know, my mother-in-law or like whatever the thing is, that I feel an array of emotions to begin with. I can feel angry. I can feel upset. I can feel confused. I can feel kind of like disoriented. I can feel like, fuck, like that is so like not what I was like expecting to happen right now. And I really want this to be different. And then I can go into acceptance of, okay, the truth, like this is the reality. And you guys have heard me talk about this. I'll talk about it again right now. Like the best way that I know how to handle these situations is to go into moving the emotion, is to not sit and stew over why is this happening and sit in the kind of in your brain and your mind of going, why and why me, and going into judgment of yourself, like what am I doing wrong? And clearly like I'm like messing this whole thing up. No, you don't do that. You get into some type of physical action. You go on a run, you go jump in the ocean, you go for a hike, you freaking scream into your pillow, you do the breath work. You guys have heard my spiel about this. You move your body and you move your energy, and you allow for that energy to move out of your head and like start moving the energy. And from that place, you start to clear some space, and tears may flow, or questions, bigger questions may come up, or deeper emotions may come out. And from that space, then you can go, okay, what's the lesson here? Like, what's really going on here? And for me, I then go into prayer. I ask for support, and I ask for guidance, and I ask for spirit to show me, like, what's the bigger lesson here? Like, what am I meant to learn from this? And what kind of action do I need to get into in order to shift this experience? And I was talking to another one of my clients today, and she was saying, I'm just feeling like there's some resistance still to like me fully stepping in. Like, I just feel like something's there. And I don't know exactly what to do, and I don't know how to move it, and I feel like I need to clear it, but I don't even know what it is. And what I shared with her is that, look, you don't need to go on an ex a scavenger hunt here. You don't need to dig and dig and dig and dig and dig. When it's ready to clear, it's going to show its emotion. It's going to show up. It's going to like come up and out. And so to the degree that you're like, huh, something's there, like interesting, like your job is to go, all right, God, what would you have me do differently? And like name it. Like, I'm aware that there's some resistance here. I'm aware that there's something kind of deeper going on, and I'm asking for you to help clear it. I'm asking for you to move this and lift it with a level of ease and grace, right? Like, so whether you're aware of the situation or it feels like you don't quite have a name for it, what I do is I go into prayer and I say, Spirit, show me the next step. Show me why this is happening. Show me how you would have me handle this with grace and with ease and with a level of like just direct knowingness. And that there is like a bigger plan here for me. Because the truth is, my love, is that there's always a bigger plan. There's always a reason why something is happening. And then to start filling your spiritual toolbox, right? To start filling your ability to deal, to handle, to surrender. And these are the types of tools that I'm going to be sharing in the Feminine Collective. With the women that are in there, we're going to be talking about how to have brave conversations with yourself and with others. Like, that is a spiritual tool that takes courage, that takes you digging deep inside of your gut and going, I'm going to say the thing. Like, I'm going to say the thing that I've been really freaking scared to say. And I'm clearly like, got some energy today because the profanities are coming out, but it's like I'm going to say the thing, even though it's terrifying, whether it's to my husband or my team member or my mom or my sister or whatever it is, or my friend. I'm going to be bold, and I'm going to say it with love, but I'm going to say the thing. Or I'm going to take full personal responsibility for this. This is a spiritual tool. And I'm going to go, I know that I had a part in creating this, and it doesn't give me permission to judge myself or to shame myself, but I am going to own that I had a part of creating the situation. So to the degree that I had a part in creating it, I also have a part in healing it and transforming it and moving through it. There's some freedom for you, right? And so what is the deeper lesson here? Like, taking full personal responsibility, that's a spiritual tool. Another spiritual tool is being able to work your process, is being able to apply self-love. I took a client through this. I believe I already shared this last week on the podcast, but like applying self-love and applying deep, deep, deep compassion to yourself. Giving yourself the unconditional love that you would give to one of your kids or one of your pets, or, like really being able to pour that on yourself and going, I am doing the best that I can. I am absolutely, with everything that I know how, like being able to do the best that I can. So these, my loves, are tools that you can apply to yourself, your business, your relationships. And here's what I know is, like, how we do one thing is how we do everything. So to the degree that you are listening for me, you know, for business coaching and strategy, and if you want to hear about my launch and how I did that, let me know. Like, do a screenshot of this and tag me and say, yes, I want to hear about your launch and how you did it with a level of ease and grace this time. I'd love to do a podcast about that if that's something that you're interested in. And just know that, like, when you start having these bold conversations with yourself and others, when you start being able to work your own process, when you start being willing to feel your own feelings, when you start being able to, you know, raise your own vibration, and, you know, whether it's around money or holding boundaries or all of these different things, it's like your business starts to shift. Your outer experience is a reflection of your own inner process. So know that, like, this is the work to have the business that you want. Like, this is how you show up more fully. This is how you start being really, really, really real with yourself and others and find your personal brand. Like, this is the path. So jump on the journey, do the inner work. Ask me the questions. I'm curious, like, kind of what questions come up for you as you listen to this podcast. Tag me, share with me. I'm here to respond. I'm here to listen. And I'm also here to, you know, offer podcast episodes that are going to be of service for you. So let me know what those are going to be. Let me know, you know, kind of what you feel like you need post this message. And I look forward to continuing to connect with you, serve you, and share with you my journey along the way. Sending you much love from sunny Del Mar. Bye-bye.